Brian Finn is here at the Business News.
Thanks, Gavin. Kerry Group has reported trading profit up 12% for the full financial year to just over €900 million. That was on revenue of €7.2 billion, reflecting growth of almost 10%. Edmund Scanlon, CEO of Kerry Group, is on the line. Good growth across pretty much all regions and divisions. Consumer foods, perhaps the one downside, and you reference a subdued UK marketplace. Is that a problem to the overall group?
I think it's fair to say, Brian, that we had a very strong performance across the board in 2019. And I think what was particularly pleasing for me was the fact that our growth accelerated actually throughout the course of the year. The same with our consumer food business, achieved a 1.7% growth in Q4. So I think it's a business that we're very well positioned in. The UK consumer, I would say, is soft in terms of demand right now. But we have a very good, suite of branded products to serve customer demand that is right in line with the consumer demands of today.
Now, this is the first time we've spoken to you since the decision by DuPont to sell its nutrition division to International Flavors and Fragrances. It was a huge deal that was expected to go Kerry's way. What went wrong there?
Look, Brian, I think it's fair to say that our strategy has always been focused around organic growth and acquisition growth. And, you know, Kerry will always be linked with opportunities such as the one you mentioned as they become available. Last year, we invested over $500 million in 11 acquisitions, and we have a very strong pipeline coming into this year as well, and I anticipate we'll spend another $500 million this year. But, look, what's important for us at Kerry is that we remain disciplined, and ensure that whatever business we look at acquiring, it's fully aligned to our strategy and will deliver value for our customers and ultimately deliver value for our shareholders.
And so is the strategy now to continue with those smaller so-called bolt-on acquisitions, or might you look at, would you be in the market for a big acquisition of the magnitude of DuPont?
As I said, Brian, we're always, acquisition has always been part of our strategy, whether those acquisitions are small, medium, or large. I believe we have the firepower on the balance sheet. I believe we have the support of our shareholders. And again, it's all about creating shareholder value. It's going to be all about, those acquisitions and how they're aligned to our strategy. And that's really the focus for the organization while remaining disciplined at the same time.
Okay. You made a reference to the coronavirus in the results, and you have fairly large operations in China. Do you have any measure of the impact it's likely to have on the wider group?
Yeah, I mean, let me maybe start first and foremost, Brian, about, our primary focus is the health and safety of our 1,100 people in China. So I think that's important. I did spend some time working there myself. I'm in direct contact with the people on the ground. So that is our number one priority. We have a very strong, experienced team there. So I think in terms of trying to get our arms around it, we're supporting them as best we can to do that. From a financial perspective, we did actually call out in our results there this morning that it will have a small impact in Q1. But look, we're going to have to stay very close. Things are developing at a pace, and we'll see how the rest of the coming weeks and months play out.
Did you have to go as far as shutting operations there? We saw the likes of Apple closing down factories and shops and the like.
Yes, we had our plants. We have 5 manufacturing facilities there. Our plants were closed during Chinese New Year. That would be in the normal course anyway. But we also closed them for about another 2 weeks post Chinese New Year. They're all back open now, actually. But from a staffing standpoint, I wouldn't say we're back up fully running yet, but we do expect to be to get up and fully running over the course of the next few weeks.
Edmund Scanlon, CEO of the Kerry Group, thank you very much indeed. More business news at 8:30. Now it's back to Rachel.